We're continuing in Ma'in Yaakov. We're up to page Kuf Yud Gimel. We had learned that taking big steps takes away from the light of one's eyes, and that Kiddush on Friday night gives back the light into one's eyes. And now we're continuing. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami taught, Kol ha'ochel me'afar shel Bavel, whoever eats from the dust of Babylon, kilu ochel mi'besar avotav, it's as though he's eating the flesh of his forefathers, because his forefathers passed away there. The land of Babylon is filled with Jewish corpses. And our assumption is that the dust, the dirt of Babylon, is still filled with the decomposition of the Jews that were buried there. And others say it's as though he's eating all kinds of vermin. During the time of the flood, so it says Hashem eradicated everything that existed on earth. And our tradition is that everything went down to Babylon. That Babylon got filled with the corpses of all the living things that existed on earth at the time of the flood. Rashi has an interesting comment here. Rashi says, technically, for sure, during the course of the flood, 40 days and 40 nights of water and hot water and everything's erupting, nothing was left. He says, to say the earth of Babylon is filled with the bodies of the flood, that's not what the Gemara is saying. He says, those bodies wore away in the water for 40 days. The idea here is that the rabbis taught us that the earth of Babylon, or earth in general, can cause all kinds of diseases that the earth absorbs. And that's what the rabbis were telling you. It's as though you're eating vermin. You should recognize that the earth of Babylon can be very harmful to your health. That's how Rashi interprets this Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish, Lama Nika Shema Shin'ar. Reish Lakish says, why is Babylon called in the Torah Shin'ar? Right? In the story of the Tower of Babel, it says, Vaimtzu Bik'a Be'eretz Shin'ar. They found a valley in the land of Shin'ar. Why is Babylon called Shin'ar? Shekol Metei Babel Ninaru L'sham. Shin'ar comes from the word Nin'ar, which means to shake down. All the corpses of the flood were shaken down into Babylon. Amar B'yochanan Lam Nika Shma Metzula. Why is Babylon called the depths? Shekol Metei Olam Nitzlelu Sham. The deceased of the world were all floated down there to Babylon. The pasuk says by Ruth that Naomi told her, "V'rachatzt v'sacht." You'll wash yourself. You'll anoint yourself. V'samtzim lotayich. You'll wear your nice garments and you'll go down to the silo and you'll see where Boaz is lying down. And then when he lies down, you'll come lie next to him. What clothing was she telling her to wear? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar bar Pidat taught, Elu b'gadim shel Shabbat. Naomi was telling Ruth, wear your Shabbos clothing. So here we see that already in the time of Naomi and Ruth, they had special clothing for Shabbat. That's with that we concluded this part of the Gemara. The pasuk says in Proverbs, "Ten lechacham v'yichkam od." Give a wise person, they'll get even smarter. So that's something we all want. You give instructions to your kid, and you want them to understand how to apply those instructions, right? That's the famous story. When we were growing up, they told us about the golem. Right, the famous story that the Maharal of Prague, they say he created this body that can perform tasks and has no feelings and has no special intelligence. He just performs whatever you tell him to do. What we call a golem, some kind of form that looks like a human. This very big form that can act. So the story goes that the Maharal always told his wife, don't try to tell him what to do because it'll only backfire. So one day she was rushing to prepare the food and she needed water. So she told the golem, go get me water from the well. So the golem ran out, drew water from the well, brought it into the house, poured it on the floor. Then ran out and brought another bucket of water, poured it on the floor. And for the next 15 minutes, he's running back and forth, bringing water and pouring it on the floor. And he's drowning out the whole house, and she doesn't know how to stop him. So the Maharal came home and said, see, you don't know how to work with the golem. That's the idea of a golem, that he doesn't understand the instructions. What did they want from me? Not just what did they tell me to do? So when we give instructions to our kids, we very often want them to understand what you wanted them to do. You tell your kid to go get you the book, and on the book you have a vase, and he brings the book, and the vase goes flying and crashes to the floor. You think to yourself, that's not what I asked him to do. But yes, it is. You want him to understand that he shouldn't knock down the vase when he's getting the book. So that on different levels, there's 10 chacham yechkamod. You give a wise person, you want them to be smarter than the instructions you gave. With children, it's challenging. Because children really, we expect of them things that they're incapable of doing. They don't see things from our perspective. You sometimes ask your kid to pass you something and they knock down the bottle on the way. So they didn't notice they're going to do that. The story of the book and the vase is a classical story, depending on the age. And parents get frustrated because we forget that children aren't holding there. Now this is true not only about children, this is true also when a person is a chozer b'tshuva or a ger. Very often, when a person lacks perspective, then they can do things that are detrimental. A person has good intentions, but they can really hurt themselves. So very often as a ger or a chozer b'tshuva, it pays to look around and see what other people are doing, and it pays to also ask if something seems wrong, doesn't seem right. If something seems off, then you should ask. And if something seems off by the answer you get from the teacher you're learning by, ask another teacher. Go find out whether this really makes sense. You know, we have an inner gut which is healthy. And so the idea, ten lechacham v'yechkam od, has to be age appropriate and knowledge appropriate. Sometimes we don't know. So there are all kinds of things. I remember when I was a kid, they told me, you're not supposed to eat before davening. That sounded cruel and inhumane. Why can't I eat before davening? You grow up, you start realizing it's not so bad. Yeah, you could get up, daven, and then eat. And so on. But then there are things which you should ask. Hey, is this really what the Torah wanted me to do? Ask, go find out. Ten lechacham v'yechkam od. Give a wise person, he'll get even smarter than the wisdom you've given them. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pidat, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, taught Zorut HaMoaviyah. The example of that is Rut v'Shmuel Aramati, and another example of that is Shmuel. Rut ilunomika amar lavarachat tvasach te'arat tagoren. Rut was told by Nomi, anoint yourself and dress nicely, and then go down to the silo. V'ilu b'didakti, what does it say Rut actually did? Vatered agoren, she went down to the silo, and then she found a modest place, and then she did whatever Naomi told her. Why? Because she said, if I get all dressed up, it's dusk, it's getting dark, guys are going to see me walking in the street all dressed up and with perfume. They're going to think, I'm a woman of ill repute. It's not a good idea. So I don't want to walk out into the streets all dressed up and smelling nice, and then all the guys will start up with me. So she went out dressed the way she was. When she got down to the silo, she made sure to clean herself and dress up nicely. Shmuel, well, what's an example of Shmuel? Dilu Elika Amarle, we learned this yesterday. Eli told Shmuel, Shchav, you go lie down. Vayai mikalecha v'amalta, daber Hashem ki shomei avdecha. You go lie down. If you hear a voice calling again, you say, speak Hashem, for your servant is listening. Vilu bedidektiv, but what does it say Shmuel actually did? Hashem came and called out again like Hashem had called the previous times. Shemuel, Shemuel. Vayomer Shemuel, and Shemuel answers, Daber. He says, answer. He doesn't say, answer Hashem. Ki shomei avdecha, v'lo amal daber Hashem. He didn't say, answer Hashem, because he thought, maybe it's still some guy tricking me out there. I'm not going to make a fool of myself and say, speak Hashem. I don't know if it's Hashem. So here we see that you are supposed to think about the instructions you're given and think if they make sense. We see an example of this. I don't know why the Gemara didn't bring it. Is Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Bezalel also questioned the instructions Moshe was given. Moshe told him, build all the vessels and build the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And Bezalel says, doesn't it make sense to reverse the order, to first build the house and then the vessels? Shouldn't I build the Mishkan first and then the vessels? And Moshe said, you're right. I said it backwards. Hashem said it your way. It says about Ruth, "Vatelech v'tavo v'tlaket basadeh." Ruth went and came and gathered. She kept going out and waiting to see if there were good and honest people to go with them. Now this is something which we should also teach our kids to have a sense. I was very impressed. I walked out of the Beis Medrash this afternoon and I saw a young girl standing there. And I walked out, I was about to rush to the bus stop and then I stopped. I wasn't sure if I had taken everything with me. So I walked out, looked at the girl, looked like I was about to run, continue my way, and then I stopped and stood there. And as I stopped and stood, the girl turned and looked at me. And she realized, this isn't normal behavior, this guy. He was about to run, and he stopped right next to me. And I was so impressed. The girl looked, and in 1 second she understood this is wrong, and walked away. I said, smart girl. I didn't say a word to her. But I was thinking to myself, she's right. I know that I ran out. I saw her, I was about to run to the bus, and then I said, wait a second, maybe I'm forgetting something. So I stopped in my tracks, and I recalculated whether I remembered to take everything I needed. But all she saw was something weird. So she said, she didn't take a second look, she just walked away. Okay, kids should know to do that. That's very good. Ruth, it says, walked out and came back, walked out and came back. It says she kept looking to see that when she goes, she shouldn't have people around her who are problematic people. And in those days, there were a lot of problematic people on the streets. So Ruth recognizes she's a new girl in town. She doesn't know her way around. She better make sure she's in the right company. She went out, looked around, saw the people walking in the direction of this field, said, I don't want to be with these guys. Walked back home. Waited another 10 minutes, walked out a second time. She knew she needs to be in good company because she's all alone. She's a stranger and she's all alone. So that's where we're going to pause. Time for Ravit.